adjust your shorts, and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick. This is the news. I'm Ray Stone, and welcome to the internet. The internet says, adjust your shorts. Top headlines, according to Google, are markets will keep tanking until Trump tells them what it is he actually wants. Okay. Live updates. It's all about the tariff war. So really the news is all about tariff wars, what the stock market is doing. Wall Street Journal seems to think that all this could bring good deals. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think that this is the time when, if it's orchestrated or not, this is where you buy. All the rich people that have money, they're going to buy stocks when the stocks tank. And the hard part is understanding when it's at its lowest point in order to buy. So it dropped 10 points on Thursday and Friday. Today is April 8th, by the way. Tomorrow's my birthday, so... And then it dropped another, I think, what it said, like 1% yesterday. So the question is, did it already stop? Well, no, it didn't, because then Trump said, hey, we're going to add more tariffs to China. And then China said, yeah, we're going to reciprocate with more tariffs on you guys. Which I think is kind of crazy. We borrow tons of money from China. So why are we trying to fight them? I mean, what if their response is, all right, then we're going to need you to pay back those loans faster. How does this work? Exactly. It's like, imagine you borrow money from your parent, mom or dad, a significant amount. In fact, you borrow so much money, they know you can't pay it back. And then they also... you guys are also buying and selling stuff to each other. And even though you owe them, I don't know how much money, let's call it a fuck ton. Let's call it a whole fuck ton of money that you owe your parents. And they're buying like shoes that you make. Actually, they're buying food that you grow. And then you buy everything else from them. And then you say, you know what? On the way into my house, I'm going to need to charge you about double what I've been charging you to import stuff into my house. And then they go, yeah, okay, then we're going to do the same thing to you. I mean, you owe us money. That should be their main negotiating chip. You owe us money. Okay, next up, U.S. Supreme Court upholds Deportations Under Alien Enemies Act. If you weren't following along, Trump utilized a very old act, I think it was back from the 1800s, wherein you can basically deport anyone, call them an alien enemy. And the Supreme Court upheld that that is a perfectly legal activity. This is the same image they keep showing of the El Salvador prison, which... I mean, it looks like prison. I hear it's dangerous. It looks dangerous, but it also looks like prison. And from what I can tell, at least it's clean. Oof, boy, is that a good argument to make. I think we need to be sending people away, but I don't know if sending them to now El Salvadorian prison is the way to go. I think it's really all just a big bluster. I think that what they do... you know, in order to make a big change, you have to shake it hard. And I think that they're not going to shake it so hard that they break everything. There is another thing here. When you have this much distraction going on in the news, when you have an economy that is going crazy, when you have deportations like this, is this just a reaction to the previous administration and what this current administration believes is the right thing to do? Or... are they making us look at this while they're up to something else? What was are they making us look at this while they finally start fracking under the ocean? What did I see recently? They There was something like 6 months ago, something to do with oil or mining. It might have been off-sea mining, where they're just like going to start chopping big old holes in the ocean, and then we'll see what happens when they chop big old holes in the ocean floor or drain stuff out from underneath it. All right, moving on. Trump envoy Wikitov to lead high-stakes nuclear negotiations with Iran. So this is why it matters. President Trump surprised the world Monday by announcing the high-level meeting between U.S. and Iranian officials. I think, was it before that we wouldn't ever meet with them, and that was a problem, and now it's like we will meet with... I mean, how do you negotiate anything without a meeting? If diplomacy fails, the next stage is likely war. Boy, we've been trying to go to war with Iran for a long time, since back in the Gulf War days. We were trying to go Afghanistan to Iraq, which we did do, and then we were trying to go Iraq to Iran. And I just, you know, we just really need control over that region, guys. We just need it. We need to control it. All right, moving on to the AP. We're going to close this ad. I love the ads. Oh, this one I love. RFK says he's telling the CDC to stop recommending fluoride in the drinking water. If you don't know, fluoride, they discovered, is good for your teeth, but they've also discovered that it's bad for your brain function. So, you know, there are conspiracy theories out there that really aren't that far-fetched, because of, you know, really, you can brush your teeth without fluoride, and the enamel will stay strong. You just, the game is brush your teeth, guys. Take just brush your teeth. But fluoride is proven to basically decrease your brain function. So the conspiracy theorists against the fluoride say correctly that they are knowingly diminishing our mental acuity. And to what end? I mean, the only reason you'd want to have that is to have sheeple who follow the rules blindly and don't think for themselves. I don't know if fluoride is capable of all of that, but it certainly is in our toothpaste and in our water. So essentially, you're ingesting fluoride every day if you brush your teeth twice a day and drink water from the tap. So I do think getting rid of the fluoride in the water is probably a smart thing. I mean, I like my brain. I like it to be smart. I like it to function at a high level. And I mean, I just don't know why, like, we haven't... There are tons of old things out there that we still do that I don't understand why we still do them, just because it's like a, you know, generational thing. All right, moving on. Beijing calls Vance ignorant over Chinese peasant's remark. He said, we're tariffing Chinese peasants and then, what do you say, and buying from the peasants? China has called U.S. Vice President ignorant and impolite. I'm trying to find the quote here. Foreign Ministry reporters, Vance comments. Mm-mm. Surprising and sad. Oh, here's the quote. We buy money from Chinese peasants to buy the things those Chinese peasants manufacture, which is exactly true. Okay, this actually goes back to the my mom and dad thing. So yeah, the Chinese peasants are, I mean, I guess, I don't know how the, I guess the Chinese peasants are the ones that prop up. I'm just trying to like figure out what his argument actually is. What was he actually saying? He's saying clearly the Chinese peasants are the manufacturers, but we don't borrow money from the Chinese peasants. We borrow money from the Chinese dictator government. That's actually the ignorant part, because the peasants didn't loan us the money. The government loaned us the money. Now, obviously, they're stepping on the peasants' necks in order to generate that money, but who cares about those Chinese peasants? yeah, because, let's see, on Monday, Trump gave China, one of the world's largest holders of treasury bonds, until Tuesday to scrap its 34% counter tariff or face an additional 50% tax on goods imported into the U.S., which really sucks for me, because 104% means the $3,000 or $3,500 worth of goods that I have on a ship on its way from China right now is about to cost me another $3,500. I'll send it back. You know, but then I don't like that because then I just gave away $7,000. It is crazy that the shipping on it was more expensive. But even still, even with the 100, so let's say they tax me 104%, it still means that I'll be able to wrap the entire exterior of my house in a wall paneling that replaces the wood, which, you know, the same paneling here would have cost me a minimum of $15,000. And actually, not the same paneling, a cheaper paneling. The same paneling that I wanted to use was going to cost me somewhere in the neighborhood of $22,000 to $25,000 for the materials alone. I mean, that's just for the paneling. That's not for all the bracing and the screws and the stuff like that. So we can pretty much easily round it up to $30,000. And even with a 104% tax, my total was $8,200, I think. So plus another $3,500. So $11,600 or so. So I'll still be able to, for $11,600, wrap the entire house, buying directly from China, where if I would have had to pay someone to buy that product and then sell it to me here, basically that's three times as much. So they're doing 2x markups on those types of products, and I guarantee they're getting better deals than that. So even still, it makes sense to still buy stuff from China because that's how they set up their trade. So mom and dad are still, we're doing fine. Oh, and here's the last bit. The EU's von der Leyen urges China to ensure a responsible tariff response. So the EU is siding with China against the US. This whole world has been turned onto its head. It is proof that no matter what, every entity is always out for its own self-interest. Anything that affects them negatively, they will side with someone that they generally side against, and they will side against someone that they generally side with in order to get what they want. Just like regular people. All right, let's look up the good news. I keep forgetting to do that. You know what's funny? is entering the good news, it still won't autofill it. It will autofill everything else, but it won't autofill the good news for me. It's like Google just doesn't want you looking at it. Okay, here we go. First one, man living with tremors for 30 years is cured by an ultrasound beam. Ultrasound beam. So no more tremors, and you can fix it with sound. Cool. You can eat the best Naples pizza on earth without ever leaving North America. Oh, God. Get fatter. Thriving ecosystem of deep sea creatures discovered after iceberg detached serendipitously from Antarctica. All right, well, let's click that. That's actually interesting to me. I love to scuba dive. And oh my God, lately I've been getting so fooled by TikTok. I can't believe I still look at it. It has already thrown me off though. Like I look at it for 2 minutes and then I put it down because I see one video that I'm like, haha, look at that guy stunting on these people. And then I see another video that's like, I don't think is that? And then it says AI generated. And I just go, I don't know what's real. Okay. Thriving ecosystem of deep sea creatures discovered after iceberg detached serendipitously from Antarctica. That's a funny spin on the iceberg. Chicago-sized iceberg broke off from Antarctica. A research vessel changed plans and went to explore an underwater world never before seen by humans. Okay. Uh-huh. Cool. Giant phantom jelly. Look at that. Look at the color on that. Usually, most of the jellyfish I see are not colorful. Using the Schmidt. Yeah, we sized. Oh, you know what? Okay. Well, fine. What did I see about dire wolves? They're claiming that they've resurrected the 10,000-year extinct dire wolf, but then immediately it's like, no, they used dire wolf DNA, but it's just an augmented gray wolf, so it's not an actual dire wolf. Okay, girl claims victory in campaign to urge department stores to include pockets in girl pants. Was that even a thing? All right, we're not going to even read that. City in India ranks the cleanest in 8 years in a row. It feels as though you aren't in India. Well, that's like an insult, isn't it? Oh, what did I see too? The polar bears are moving into houses in abandoned Russia. What was that? Hang on a second. Polar bears in houses. Yeah, let's see this. Okay. That's what I thought. They're moving into abandoned. Why does that look like it's not real? This looks like it's a generated thing. Okay. Polar bears move into abandoned Arctic weather stations. In Russia. Oh, no, in the Russian Federation. One of them is Russia's Wrangel Island, a nature reserve under UNESCO protection, is often called a polar bear maternity ward. An inaccessible place, and I guess the people don't live there anymore, and so now the bears have moved into the houses. Yeah, of course, they live in caves. Why are we surprised about this? And we're going to call it gentrification. Well, listen, that was it. I guess, you know, nothing too crazy, but also it's about as crazy as it gets. And yet when you look outside, you know, life is just fine and moving just the way that it always does. So you can pull your shorts back down, consider yourselves kicked in the dick, and we'll catch you after my birthday when I'm going to be 45 when I talk to you in 2 days. And that's it. Bye.